4. The Bloody Man. As a child, Yulan had distinguished himself in but one way from his peers in the rude Masatan village that was his home at the edge of the sands. He could outrun any one of them. Fleet as a desert gazelle. That was what his proud parents said in any case. Nonsense, but loving of them to say it. Upon such distinctions are the petty hierarchies of children built, and his pace had won him a perch near the top. He could still remember with the sharpest clarity, as it was his fortune and burden to remember almost everything, how it had felt. Those dust-pounding legs, the near-desert sun beating on scalp and neck, the hot air plunging in and out of his chest. In later life, it took rather more to mark yourself out from other men. He had done so in sanguinary fashion, but the bloody man he became had more than once been grateful for the speed inherited from the child he once was. He had run, on occasion, for his life. Today, more lives than just his own might be forfeit if he did not reach Carrig before word of the weaponsmith's presence did. The camp and its motley inhabitants slowed around him, even as he moved ever faster. It and they became a succession of glimpses, still and stiff, a strewing of rocks around which he must flow as fast and smooth as any mountain stream. So flow he did, through a thicket of tree stumps where Creel's men had felled a copse to make their half-hearted palisade, between lines of tethered horses that snorted and stirred at his fleeting presence. Across, a single long leaping stride, the ashen smoking remains of a campfire. Between two men talking to one another, crying vague abuse in his wake. Another man emerged, stooping from a tent too suddenly to avoid. Yulan barged him over, staggered, recovered himself, and surged on. He was running for the ridge where he had left the others, where, he could hope, they still rested and bickered and ate. That it was a vain hope became apparent very quickly. He saw another figure darting between the tents, coming in from the edge of the camp and running as if it mattered. It was not Carrig, but that did nothing to ease Yulan's worries.